Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. Woo, 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 woo. I'm in New Orleans right now. Gia's shortly on my tail, but luckily, it's about that time where I gotta start searching for a drink. Okay. I'm trying to get my hands on a little drinky drink, and I know that the first drink that I'm looking for is Pink Whitney. And luckily, lots of Barstool people are down here, so I know that I'll be able to find some. And I'm very, very excited, Gia. I need to get that pink lemonade flavored vodka on my tongue, into my throat, into my stomach immediately.
I cannot wait to drink Pink Whitney all weekend for the big game. I'm very, very excited for that. It's gonna be
Game.
so fun. And they now have these new Pink Whitney 20-pack shot buckets, which are perfect for any party, any occasion. Imagine you showing up for the big game with a 20-pack of Pink Whitney. Oh my God, you're gonna be the belle of the ball.
Belle of the ball, star of the show, and that's
So
it.
make sure you are drinking Pink Whitney. Pink Whitney is the number one flavored vodka and the fastest brand to hit a million cases in the last 4 years. Take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Woo-hoo!
It's Tuesday afternoon for all of your little ears. We've had what a couple of days for Gia. Oh my
Whirlwind.
God, I feel so bad, G. I don't even know how to act. I feel
Yeah.
terrible.
It was just an awful 24 hours. I think the stomach flu is like going around the city. Came home from watching the Grammys and felt like nauseous at like 2 or like 1 or 2 a.m. And I was like, oh, like I didn't really drink that much. That's weird. But so then I went to throw up, and like after I threw up, I was like, oh no. This is not a hungover throw up. This is like I'm in for a very long night throw up. And I was in for a very long night. It was awful.
Oh my God, it's
But
awful. Nothing's worse than that, than like being physically sick where you can't even like a headache, it sucks, obviously, but you can still function like to a certain point. And cold, this, that, fever, yeah, you want to die, blah, blah, blah. But like, stomach issues are,
yeah.
it's like, wouldn't wish it on anybody. It's the
And I
worst.
feel bad because like my brother's here, so he's like had to be like my
Oh, right.
caretaker, and I'm like literally like it's so I don't know, like humbling almost when you get so sick like this, because you're just like, wow, like all I need to do is make one clip and I literally just can't even like lift my arms. I feel so like tired. It makes you
Completely.
feel.
And it's like, yeah, you can't eat or drink. And then also too, on top of it, you're exhausted. You've got to like you have to close your eyes every second you can, especially when you're not sleeping. Oh my God. I
I
feel
was sleeping
terrible.
like all day yesterday, but like also just like the most sweat I've ever sweat. Like,
Oh
I
my
don't know if
God.
my body was just sweating everything out, but like it was like I was disgusting yesterday. Like, it was disgusting.
Sometimes you are disgusting when you're sick like that. It's like you just gotta let it happen.
It's nasty, but I'm coming out the other end now, feeling a little bit better. Definitely have a little. Is I'm feeling a little lethargic and my stomach still hurts, but
Absolutely. Have you
I've
gotten yourself
eventually like I
any
got
liquid
up
IV or
and
anything? Did
sorry.
you get any like liquid IV or anything? Like a
No,
Pedialyte
honestly,
or anything?
I've been taking Zofran, which has been
Oh,
absolute
Zofran's great.
godsend.
Yeah, Zofran's great. You got to replenish now. Right?
Just drinking. I've honestly just been drinking a lot of water, and like that's kind of it.
Good.
Like eating saltines, and that's
Good, good,
it.
good.
Just because I don't know, I don't want to push it. I got the Spring Bone Immunity Broth.
Oh, that shit is good.
It's good, but it kind of made me feel. I think it might have been a little bit too strong for right now, like with the ginger and the garlic, like kind
It
of made me
has like,
feel.
doesn't it have like a coconut milk in it as well? Like, I always forget.
No,
It's
no.
the one I got recently was like creamy, kind of.
No, this one was just like chicken broth, ginger, garlic, and vitamin C, it said. I don't know
Oh.
what that means, but I was like, oh, I'm in, obviously.
I mean, it sounds great,
But I think
but
it
then
was just a
too
little too
much.
heavy.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah, you
crazy.
gotta
It's
go
a lot.
bland. You gotta go bland as fuck, like white rice with a little butter, like butter noodles. Like that's all the shit I'm always having when I'm like when I if I'm feeling sick like this. Well, we're all praying for a speedy recovery. I'm praying extra hard for an extra speedy recovery because yeah, I'm in New Orleans and I'm still I came. I honestly, Gia, this morning at like 2:30 in the morning. Obviously, that's when I was packing. It was 2:30 in the morning. I slept for two. I have to like learn that I can't book these early morning flights because I just don't sleep. I get too anxious and I like, which everything is fine. Like I had everything prepared. I'm just such a procrastinator and I just like can't even, whatever. But at like 3 in the morning, I was like, damn, what if she is like not feeling good? Like, what if she's really sick for days? And like, I just go to New Orleans and I'm just there
You're
by
just going to New Orleans
myself.
for the dozen.
Just to watch the dozen like
Yeah.
tonight, which is already so dumb. But
I
like,
know.
I
That's why I'm like,
am.
the timing out of it was just so brutal. Like,
I
all
know.
week talking about how excited I was for this week, but that's all right. I think honestly, I think I should be like fully fine by tomorrow.
I think you'll be okay. And also you've got like the whole weekend too. Like you'll
Yeah.
be okay for sure for all the like the real fun festivities. But I was thinking, I was like, what would I do if Gia can't, like if she's not good by the time I leave, like what will I do? And I had decided that I was gonna make this trip like one big postcard video vlog for you, being like, hey Gia, hope you're feeling well. This is what I'm doing today. And it was
That would
just
have been
gonna
really funny, I will say.
be flying around. Maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I'll do my day without Gia.
Yeah, you should do that. That'd be really funny.
That'd be funny. And I was gonna just do like Swiftie stuff by myself. Yeah, but the town, this listen, the city's buzzing. It's already buzzing.
Popping.
Bopping, the airport was packed, the streets are alive. I haven't really gotten much of a chance to walk around, but from where I got dropped off, they seem to be popping. So I don't know. There's good vibes in the air. Who knows who they're for, but there's good
That's
vibes in the air.
exciting. Yeah, what do you feel like there's more of, Kansas City or Philly?
So far I've seen a lot of Philly.
Ooh, okay.
Like Philly people are here. And
Good.
so I don't know if I'm just getting here early or like what the deal is, but I've seen a handful of Philly people. I ran into somebody in the elevator just now asking if I'm staying for the game. And I said, oh no. And they're like, go Birds. And I was like, oh,
I
the
love
Birds. A fucking poser. I also, by the way, I bought a Chiefs sweater, that like Abercrombie Chiefs sweater, to just like wear to so we're contrasting. But now I'm like, that was almost too poser me to do. Like I can't believe I did that. Like, I could have just worn.
I mean, it makes sense though. Like, you should
It's
be
like
Chiefs,
fine.
I should be Eagles. Like,
Yeah. I figured, I was like, well, I'm not gonna wear, I don't have any gear, and if I and she's definitely gonna wear Eagles stuff, so I was like, I'll just get like a Chiefs thing. And then, but yeah, I have it. So now I just have a Chiefs sweater. It's like, what am I gonna do with this?
when we go to a Chiefs game next year, you can wear it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect.
That's
But
fun though. I'm excited for the atmosphere. It seems like everything's been popping off already, and
for sure.
I'm excited.
It seems to be ready and raring to go. One minor setback I want to complain about quickly before we get into the Grammys, which is of course going to be the bulk of this episode, because wow, what an event.
10 out of 10.
I got on the plane and I'm sitting down, and it's literally 6:30 in the morning, and I'm sitting on the plane. I'm sitting next to some guy who ends up at works at Complex, and some girl, poor girl, walks on the plane. I don't know what happened to her. She tripped or something happened. Like, I don't know, but I felt bad for her only because she felt so bad when she spilled her entire cup of coffee on me. Just entire cup of hot coffee on my jacket body. It's on my shoes. Gia, this is my second favorite pair of shoes now covered in coffee. It's like I can't wear a pair of shoes that's cream colored without getting coffee all over it. Like it's
Oh
but
no.
I think they're okay. And but yeah, so I was just like covered in coffee, and then she was like, she freaked out. Like her reaction scared me more than like getting covered in coffee. And I was
Oh.
like, God, I didn't even realize what happened. And I was just like literally covered down my whole body. And then she's running up to the flight attendant, and I was like, no, honestly, like, don't worry about it. I'll get their attention. Like, it'll be fine. Like, don't, like, please. I want to die now. Like,
Was it
I
like burning
don't.
hot?
It wasn't burning hot, but it was pretty hot. But I had my jacket on, so it like got my jacket, which
Okay.
thankfully just like, and it's, I'm wearing my maroon jacket today, so it kind of like, it's not so bad. It didn't really absorb. I got it off kind of quickly. So yeah, I smelled like coffee for the whole flight, but like.
Damn.
Like there could it may as well have been 20 cups of coffee at once. Like it was so much coffee in that tiny coffee. Like I've never seen. It's like a waterfall of
When I
coffee.
spilled my coffee and the
No, like worse than that.
oh
Like
my
worse
God.
than that. I've never seen a spilled coffee like that. And then but then she told me, Well, she was going back to the plane. I was like, please don't worry about it. Like, whatever. Which I was, that is true. Like, nothing is worse than like getting somewhere and like, you know, and fucking up at like 6 a.m. and
Yeah,
like
oh,
ruining
totally. Like,
the day.
she was
Like,
probably
I wasn't
so
going to be a bitch
bothered.
about it for sure. But then she said to me, she's like, oh, I'm going to be sent, I'm going to be just really thinking of you all day and getting sending positive energy your way. And I said, you know what? Thank you. I love that. So now this girl is out there somewhere wishing positive energy to me all day, which I will take. I will get doused in coffee to have positive energy put my way.
Honestly, I was going to say, I feel like maybe it was all worth it in the end.
Decent trade-off. Decent
Yeah.
trade-off. So happy about that. But so far we have yet to run into any luck. But you never know. It's the day is short. It's only noon here.
Exactly.
So it's good stuff. But yeah, so how about the Grammys, G? Like they were I really enjoyed myself watching.
I was
What'd you think?
loving it. Like, even Joe, Francesca's husband, was like, I wanted to keep going. Like, the Grammys should never stop. This is the best night ever. Like, best night of the Grammys. Like, they should never stop. And, like, yeah, it went really long, but it was really so great. There were a few tidbits that I would have liked to change. Like, I hate Trevor Noah. He's so annoying.
Yeah, he didn't do it for me. I don't hate him, but he doesn't like I get his role, what he's trying to do, and I feel like he spent the majority of the time just like, you know, trying to get people to donate money for the fires, which was nice.
That's
But
true.
generally, yeah, he's just not like fun or
Yeah, I
funny or
shouldn't say
entertaining.
hate. I just he's not funny to me, is more what it
No.
is.
He used to be like, I don't know if we've outgrown his sense of humor. He's not really trying to be funny anymore. It's just really hard, honestly, Gia, to watch an award show on the heels of Nikki Glaser's perfection.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like,
It's so
she
true.
was so good. The bar's been set, guys, like men,
Yeah.
gentlemen. Just let Nikki Glaser host every show, I guess.
I agree with that. But no, it was phenomenal from top to bottom. It was a really, really great show. For the first time in a while, I feel like the Grammys have kind of been like, bleh, like hit or miss. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed watching it. The beginning was interesting with Dawes, I believe it was the name of the band. They were singing
Oh yeah, I don't know them.
Kris Jenner's like birthday song.
Yeah.
Did you
I
know
don't know
that?
them like I don't know them like at all. Like I didn't know what
So
any of that
they
was.
were like a band that got affected from the fire, I guess.
Oh, got it.
And that was like the whole, I guess, like all of their, like everything, like their house burned down, like everything burned down. So they got to perform with like all of those people. But I couldn't help
Oh, great.
but be laughing because I'm like pretty, you know, like when Kris Jenner did that music video, she's like, I like my friends. Like, I love my
Yeah,
friends. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was that song, but I could be wrong. I could be so wrong. And if I am,
I'm
like, let's.
honestly not sure. I can't really remember the song. I remember it. I remember the video, but I don't remember the
Yeah.
song. Regardless, I think it was a lot of like, I don't know how much reworking they did to the set. Or to the set list or anything, but I definitely think that focusing a lot on the fires and they talked about it a lot. You know, they had the firefighters out there. They raised at one point in the night, Trevor Noah said $7 million had been raised, which was great. So I don't
Amazing.
actually know what it ended up being, what the final count was, because people were just donating out their ass, which is fantastic. But what I loved and I think is what made the Grammys so great this time around is the fact that they saved all of the boring ass awards for like the pre-ceremony. So there was
Yeah.
like a pre-ceremony for hours, like for 2 or 3 hours before like the red carpet and before the televised portion of the Grammys, where they handed out awards. They were boop, 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 handing out awards. So like Charli XCX won a bunch of Grammys in that time. Serena had won one, I think, already. And a few other people that like, you know, Kendrick Lamar.
Miley and Beyonce won.
Miley and Beyonce won. Troye Sivan lost. He was like, they kept by the time he got to the carpet, they were like, you're nominated for a Grammy tonight. Like, how would you feel about potentially winning? And he was like, well, I already lost. Like,
Oh
and he was like, but I lost to Charlie, so it was okay. And
no.
so that was like a whole thing. But of course, you guys all know this by now. We're spending the rest of our days moving forward until the big game down in New Orleans. And Gia, I don't know if you've been perusing our besties over at Game Time, but
Oh, we've
oh,
been
some.
perusing. Yep. If it's going to be one way, it's going to be through Game Time. That is for sure. The big game is here, and there's no better time to get out to some games with the help of Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Philly is looking to knock off Kansas City in New Orleans, and you've got to get your tickets with Game Time. I was looking at tickets for the big game and saw an amazing Game Time Picks deals for great seats. So
I
just pull up
did.
your chosen event and turn on the GT Picks setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. What are you waiting for? I'm definitely going to be buying those big game tickets with Game Time Picks. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Woo. I think they chose the nine awards, like the nine biggest awards, and that's what they presented. And then in between, they let all the new artists perform. And
Yeah,
that
which I
was so
liked.
everybody in the new artist category got to perform. And I thought that was just what a good idea. You know what I mean? Like obviously the new artist category this year was so stacked. Like everybody is just tremendous and so good. And also excellent performers, like not just good musicians, like really good performers.
Yeah.
And oh God, it just brought the fucking house down. Like I wonder if it would be that good if it wasn't like Sabrina, Chapel, Doechii, Teddy Swims, like even
No, I
Benson
mean,
Boone
like, there's a
was like,
reason why it
wow.
was so good this year, and it's because of the people that were nominated, like the people that were asked to perform. That there was just, I mean, Doechii's performance was jaw-dropping. Like, it
It
was just
was so good, like
so good.
so good. She is. I'll tell you something. I did not know who she was. I said this when I did. I popped on with Dante and Colin on the backstage podcast as like a live after thing, and they said the same. Like I only know her because of that like TikTok, like the one song, the one part of the song that everybody sings on TikTok, where that's like I like pills, I like drugs, I like getting, I like And so I only know it from that. And then once I saw people doing that as like a trend, I watched the video and I was like, oh, this song is fucking awesome. Like, how do I not know it at all? And I kept meaning to like go and listen to more songs and whatever. And then I kind of forgot in like a week's time. Again, like I just figured out who she was like 2 weeks ago. Like it wasn't, And then all of a sudden she's like bringing the fucking house down at the Grammys, winning Best New Artist, like
Yeah, she won Best New Artist and Best Rap Album and Best New Artist.
I thought Chapel won Best New Artist.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Sorry, you're
Yeah.
right. She won Best
Best Rap
Rap Album.
Album. And so, but so, and that her winning that, everyone getting so hyped for her. Like, it seems like, it was a long time coming for her as well. And just like, wow, what a day for her,
That's what
Amazing.
I saw a TikTok of someone was like, the Grammys were so great because we're watching like women who have busted their ass for like 10 plus years finally get their flowers, where it's like Doechii,
Absolutely.
Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel. I mean, you could even put Beyonce in that category, even though, she's won a million Grammys. She's never won Album of the Year. So, like, and that's like the most important Grammy, clearly, to her. So put her in that category as well. But yeah, like the choreography. Just everything, the outfits, the
It was so creative, and even the way they
so
like remixed
creative.
it, you know what I mean? Like the remix of it
Yeah,
all.
into like a little like jazzy version of it, which was so cool.
Right. And even the performance was kind of jazzy. I loved the performances so much. Like, so Doechii was one, obviously. Sabrina's performance was her like entrance with those stairs where she's like going down the stairs. And like, that's like an old Goldie Hawn moment. Like, Goldie Hawn did something similar on like a variety show, I guess she had a long time ago. And so, like, Sabrina just always knows like where to take her notes from, Like, she has got her like, persona, her vibe, her, whatever you want to call it, down, just down pat. And she just, you think she's been like, she could be like the host doing a musical number every 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like she just was so, her stage presence is unbelievable.
She looks
And
so cute, and I love
so cute.
the outfit change. I love like the quirkiness of it.
Yes.
It was so good. She sounded so good.
Sounded amazing. She always sounds so good.
They
But
just,
like really, truly tremendous.
yeah, really. I mean, up to I was gonna say like just watching her, and then like watching Taylor too. Like, it's so cute. Like being able to see like Taylor support her, like. because she opened for Taylor, and that's kind of like what boosted her career. Like she,
For
Sabrina
sure.
Carpenter was, is her album "Emails I Can't Send" is so good, and like it
So
needed
good.
that boost, and like Taylor like gave her that boost, and I'm just so glad that like she has gotten where she is now because she's just knocking it out of the park. It's just, I love her so much, and she just announced her deluxe album. Like it's just so exciting.
Amazing. It's amazing. I can't wait for that. Featuring Dolly Parton. That does it say? Should she say
Yeah.
exactly?
Please,
It's
please,
coming.
please, featuring Dolly Parton. And then
Amazing.
there's like two or three
It's
other songs.
you can pre-order it, but it's not telling me what day.
15 minutes, please, 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 featuring Dolly Parton. Could it make it any harder? Busy Woman and Bad Reviews. So five
Let's
new songs.
I'm looking for like the pre-order, like how can I pre-order it, you know? Well, I guess I don't, you don't have to do that on Spotify, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm looking forward to it coming whenever it does.
Yeah,
And
there's no release date either, it says.
okay. All right. I thought I was missing something. Yeah, I mean she's unbelievable. She's tremendous. But I mean we've talked about the Grammys this far without even mentioning Taylor really.
Yeah, no.
And that is only because she didn't win a single award.
Yeah, I
I'll
mean,
be honest, I'm Gia. I'm okay with it. I think.
I did I not call it on the last episode? I was like, I'm worried she's not gonna win anything. And listen, I've been seeing so much discourse about it, and like, I feel like Torture Poets should have won Album of the Year. I
Yeah.
unfortunately just think that Fortnite was not strong enough of a single compared to the categories were so stacked. Every single
I mean, they're
category.
so stacked.
And
I think.
Fortnite unfortunately just didn't just falls a little short compared to those other songs, I think. And also I feel like Taylor like kind of knew almost going into it that she wasn't gonna win. It seemed like she was just there to support her friends and have a good time and drink some champagne and look hot. Like, like it seemed like
100%.
she, it seemed like she
I
didn't
think
give
she
a
definitely knew.
she didn't give a fuck.
I think she definitely knew that she wasn't going to win. And what tells me that is that they asked her to present. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden she was presenting. And I was like, oh, interesting. I like that she's presenting, but if she was going to be up there multiple times winning a bunch of awards, like they probably wouldn't have her do that. But they want her on stage for, you know, at some point. So, you know, they're asking her, and she presented Best Country Album to Beyoncé, which was
Yeah.
a controversial win, L more controversial than the album of the year, I think. Album of the year was like, oh, whatever. But I was surprised that they gave her both.
People
I would
are
have thought they
so
would give one.
fucking annoying. Like, country music fans are so fucking annoying. Like,
I
they
know. Yeah,
make
they're
country music seem
unfortunately,
like
yeah.
this like impassable way, like this, like you can't come in unless you started this way and you stay this way. Like you can't
Right.
jump
They
into
like
our
they
genre. Like this is only for us. Like this isn't for you. Like you did pop music, blah blah blah. Like Beyonce's from Houston. Like she, and it's not like she just was like, oh, I'm gonna make a country album. Like the album has so many different like black country artists that like needed like spotlight. Like is Shaboozey's on that album?
Shaboozey's on there, and I love Shaboozey.
Like
People
so.
don't like Shaboozey. I'm like, how do you, what? I think he's like nice and cute and sweet. Like, who does not like Shaboozey? But apparently people are sick of the song. I'm like, all right, well,
Yeah.
listen, I
I like
some folks
Shaboozey.
have a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels
They
down
don't
in
get
here.
history.
There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar get to, I mean,
Yeah,
I
like
love that song.
if you
Sorry.
play that song, I'm gonna sing along.
I'm gonna sing it and I'm gonna do it like this. This is the only you gotta, you know,
Yeah.
it's like, you see my
But
spray paint hands, by the way? I did self I did
I
self
don't
honoring.
understand the rage that people are feeling for Best Country Album. I mean, it was like the number one performing country album of the year. It was the most talked about country album. I mean, like it opened up doors for like black country music artists. So I just don't understand what the hubbub is. I think honestly it's a little bit of racism.
Probably,
But
probably.
it's just stupid to
It's
me.
a funny thing. I think like I sorry, I can't like get comfortable right now. I keep shifting around.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know. I think it makes sense for her to have gotten album of the year because of like the longevity of it all. And it's not just because I personally wasn't like a massive fan of Cabot Carter doesn't mean that it wasn't that not a lot of work went into it, a lot of heart and soul and care. And Beyonce clearly cared. Like, however we feel about the album, Beyonce cares very much about that album. You can tell she's trying and whatever. And what I thought actually was so sweet, the entire time, I love that Blue is there looking gorgeous. So she is so beautiful, looks just like her mother now. Like there was a when she was a kid, she was looking like Jay-Z, and everybody was like, but Beyonce is so beautiful. And now they're carbon copy twins, they make faces. It's like so cute to see. And I just think like she was always looking at Blue or kind of like, I don't know, they it's almost like Blue was her support that night. You know, like Jay-Z was there, but whatever, bro. Like you're in the back. Like we don't care. But Blue seemed to be her like rock of the night. And I think that she was so genuinely shocked to get country. I mean that meme, like the meme now is so funny. But I liked her winning that. I don't know. I liked her winning both. Like I thought it was heartfelt. People love Beyonce. Like there's nothing wrong with her. And she's an incredible artist. And it was a long time coming for Album of the Year.
I
Country
don't
album
really
is
understand the Beyoncé hate. Like, people fucking hate Beyoncé. Like, it's
I know.
crazy. But I
It is.
mean,
But I think you're right. There's like that element of racism for sure, especially with the country stuff. But
the country stuff, like.
I don't get so much the country stuff, how why they have to like gatekeep so hard. But their whole thing is always like family, friends, love, this, that. But then they're like the most judgmental and exclusive people, like group in the world, the fans, you know. And I mean I don't know really much. Obviously we're not in the country community as far as artists goes, but this is just how we see it when it comes to the fans. And people are weird. Something I noticed though, Gia, that so remember when they did that when the guy who's like ahead in charge of the Grammys or whatever came out and was talking about how like he gave that big intro for like The Weeknd to come out just to be like, hey look, I'm not counting the Grammys anymore, which The Weeknd maybe the only performance that sucked. Like he completely nailed it in. He could have went crazy and he just like didn't.
It's so
So
boring.
yeah, it was boring. And I love The Weeknd, I really do. So I was disappointed when he gave that big speech and was like, The Weeknd said he was boycotting, said it was bullshit, whatever. And now we've implemented changes and been more transparent about where our votes are coming from and whatever, blah blah blah. And now here he is back again, The Weeknd. Like I was pumped up. I was like, yeah, that's right. This is our Grammys now. And then, but whatever, he sucked. Regardless, I'm saying all this because after every speech, or I'm sorry, after every like person came out to present an award to somebody, they would read the thing at the end being like, and voted on by all 13,000 members of the Grammy Academy. They said that every single time. And I think that they were really trying to drive the point home that like the people who have won Grammys before are the, I think, or the Academy of Grammys, whatever, those are the people voting on this. So it's not like a PR thing. It's not a, you know, it's good for TV. It's not this, that. And I think that that was almost like a fuck you. Like this is, listen, so you don't forget, people voted on this, so all the winners here are legitimate, and we're not just cooking the books, you know. So if people want to get pissed off at Beyonce, then get pissed off at Beyonce, or get pissed off at everybody else who won Grammys and voted. You
Yeah,
know
and
what I
it's
mean?
more
Find these people.
it's the Academy that I guess you got to get pissed off at.
It's the same as the Oscars. People get pissed about the Oscars. It's like, yeah, but that's all. Everybody who's won Oscars is allowed to vote on the Oscars, so that's like how it works. And I assume the Grammys are the same, you know. But yeah, I think that Taylor not winning anything isn't necessarily a reflection of the album, because again, one, we it, she only submitted the first the first half, and I arguably the second half is what packs the hardest punch in my opinion. And then I think you're spot on about Fortnite not being the strongest single. Imagine if it was Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Like I think story.
Or I could do it with a broken heart. Yeah, I just feel like this
Yeah, I
Twitch
agree with that.
Poets was always an album I felt like that was very much like for her and like for the fans. I mean, like, not it's so jam-packed as an album. I saw this really funny tweet that was like, has no one in the Academy ever been in a torturous situationship before?
I saw that tweet too.
Which was
It's so
hilarious. But
good.
like, yeah, no, I just
Like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you never have a man disrespect you consistently for years and you still loved him anyway? Like,
And someone made a TikTok and they were like, TTPD almost belongs in the category of like Red, Evermore, reputation where like those were more of the albums like for the fans and for her, not more like for charts, more for like hits and
Yeah,
stuff like that.
not supposed to be commercial.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like Folklore or Midnights or anything like that is solely that, because I do feel like Folklore could 100% lie under that category. Midnights too, but like 1989 was like such a big like pop album, you know, like so I do think it makes sense for Tortured Poets to hang out with those albums. And yeah, I'm not sad because it really felt like she was not sad at all. Like it didn't feel like she was
Completely agree.
disappointed at all. It seemed like she was just having a fun night. And I feel, yeah, again, like I feel like I've just been saying this nonstop, but the categories were just so good that it was hard to feel like disappointed when everyone deserved to be there. I mean, if it was Jake, if fucking Jacob Collier won Best Album, I'd be like, okay, this is bullshit. But like, I feel like any of those women on that list, like all of them deserved.
I couldn't agree more. I also, how about Kendrick Lamar winning twice and the entire place singing A minor, like Taylor included? That was
So everyone in Hollywood hates Drake, basically, is what that was.
clearly the way that was the loudest anyone sang. Like,
That was
people did not think.
Taylor hit the stanky leg.
No, that was the Taylor hitting the stanky leg to "They're Not Like Us." That's gonna be me on Bourbon Street, by the way. That's me without you. I'm gonna be like, "Miss you, Jean," like stanky leg on Bourbon Street.
She was going so hard. It was so funny. Like, you just know she listens to that, like working out and stuff. It's just so, that was so funny to me. Like,
I
she
love a
was
boy
so into it. Bah, bah,
pedophile.
bah, bah, bah. I mean, the song's a banger.
It's such a banger, but I was shocked by how many people were singing it loud and you know what I mean? Like Drake has to be, you know, Drake's in Australia or something right now. He's posting bad thirst raps. He's got to be down bad. He looks
Crazy. And that was crazy.
I'm
The
L.
stanky leg of it all was so crazy.
This thing like was so funny. And then but also her Gia and I were just discussing that Valentine's Day is right around the corner, okay? And we have a very exciting video coming out for you guys in collaboration with our besties over at Steven Singer and of course the 24 karat gold dipped roses that we've been talking about, the beautiful red that everybody is loving. There's pink, there's light pink, there's mesmerizing peacock teal. You've heard us say all of the above, and you need to get yourself to stevensinger.com. I hate stevensinger.com to go ahead and get yourself one in time for Valentine's Day. Something for yourself, something for your lover, your mother, your bestie, anybody in your life would love something like this. You need to just get yourself over to I hate stevensinger.com and get it for you. And anybody else in your life that you love. So listen, it is a real rose preserved and dipped in real 24 karat gold to last a lifetime. Stephen's 24 karat gold dipped roses start at just $59, which is a steal. We all know this. You can build a bouquet over the years for special moments. You just imagine looking at a beautiful, everlasting bouquet, remembering all those cherished moments. And you're going to see all of these roses firsthand when we release our little video about that, talking to all the guys in the office about Valentine's Day. And we love Steven Singer and we love working with them. They're one of our besties. And so just go ahead and support them in the same way that they support us. So go now to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from real jeweler you can trust, Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. All right, so let's go down the list of Taylor things. One, what do we think of her outfit?
Love was not expecting it, like everything about it. Okay, this is gonna, I don't know how this is gonna come out, but the hair, the makeup, the dress, the her everything, her legs, her shoes, the jewelry, loved it. Did I feel like it was for the Grammys? I don't know. I literally wore a dress so similar from Revolve, and I was like, it, I can't help but get it out of my head that this looks like a dress from Revolve. That being said, would it be the most expensive, most luxurious dress on Revolve? Yes. And does she
It
look
did look.
absolutely incredible in it? Yes. Like that, you could tell that that dress was so expensive. Like, obviously, it's not a fucking Revolve dress, but like, just the shape of it is what I mean more. But you
The
could
dress
tell.
you posted, I saw you post that dress. It was
Yeah.
it's a very similar cut. It's a very similar
With
like
like the
corset top
bustier.
with like the draping, right? Corset top with like the draping skirt. 100%. You're right. But I was with you, Gia. I was not expecting a short dress.
No.
Even I think that it seems to me like the rules for the Grammys, like outfits, have kind of relaxed a little bit. Like I always thought, like, the VMAs is where you dress up and act crazy, and then the Grammys is where you kind of class it up and like wear some designer shit. And everybody was wearing designer shit, but in like a funky way. Like, so her red dress was a custom Vivienne Westwood. She loves a Vivienne Westwood corset top, but she has three of the same top in different colors, and she's worn it like she just loves that. So they made that, put the skirt on, beautiful. And then she, Lorraine Schwartz jewelry out the ass. But then the talk of the town is the Lorraine Schwartz thigh garter with the hanging T, which has been confirmed it's for Travis. It's not for Taylor, it was for Travis.
No, it's totally for Travis. I mean,
Lorraine Schwartz said it. Lorraine Schwartz was like, yeah, me and Taylor designed it together and it's for Travis.
oh, really?
Yes.
That's
She,
so
yeah, me
cute.
and Taylor. And then in the thing, it's like designed by Lorraine and Taylor. Like Taylor specifically wanted it, which is, and then Lorraine Schwartz was sharing all the he's written mine on my upper thigh stuff. So clearly that was like very intentional. Obviously, Guilty as Sin, one of the best songs on the album. And I love those. So funny. Obviously, I have a garter like that, but it's got a snake hanging from it. So it's like I bought it for like a Taylor Swift show, and I ended up not wearing it. It's from Amazon, and it's like a stretchy band that just goes around your thigh, and then it has like the hanging down on the sides, like hers did, and then a snake in the middle. So in my head, I'm wondering, like, is this bitch on Amazon? Like, she's always on Amazon and she's always like seeing stuff. Is she seeing like the snake rep stuff and is like, I want that same exact thing, but I want it to be Lorraine Schwartz and I want to have a T on it for my boy Travi. T is in Troy.
Yeah,
But
I don't know. I mean, it was just the ultimate sign of support for him in the Super Bowl. I couldn't believe it. It was
even the red, I
the red,
feel
yeah, totally.
supported. Like she's rooting for the Chiefs at the Grammys. Like she doesn't give a fuck about the Grammys.
Oh, totally. I also saw someone pointed out that the T is the same font as the T in So High School music video.
The So High School, yeah,
Sorry,
the
So High
lyric
School
video or whatever.
lyric video, yeah.
And yes, it is confirmed. But I think it's really exciting. I would love to see that garter. Like I really need to see it, how it looks. Like I want somebody to hold it up. Like, how is it attached to the dress? Is it an actual garter? Like, does it go up high? And then how does it hang? How did it stay on all night? There's a lot of questions I have about it. And I would like Lorraine Schwartz to continue doing Q&As. But I wanted to give a shout out to Taylor specifically for putting those shoes on and wearing them all night long.
Yeah, those shoes were
Her
insane.
Casadei, Casadei, a brand I'm not familiar with. And they were so painstakingly tall that I don't even know how she walked around. Like, I really don't. And even
And
the
the
shape
heel was
of
so
her right
thin.
now, the heel is so thin. And even like your heel goes here, but like this kind of comes in really far. You know what I mean? So you're really getting pushed forward on your tiptoes the whole time. She's walking on the red carpet like a pro. She's walking across that slippery ass stage in those shoes. I thought for sure she'd do a wardrobe change before going on stage
Me
solely to not
too.
walk in those shoes on that slippery stage. And she didn't. And she's just a professional. And I can't believe she didn't fall. Like all I kept thinking was like she's gonna eat shit and like that's I'm gonna like crawl in a hole for her.
She just looked so unbelievably incredible. Like
Oh,
she
she
was
did.
just serving hair, face, body, like beyond people.
Beautiful.
That one picture of her when she's like walking out before she presents, and like at her, like she just looks so glowing, and like her thighs look so like toned. And people are like, "What is she training for?" Like she was running up and down a stage while singing for 3.5 hours every weekend for 2 years. Like that's what she was training for. Like no
That's
wonder
what she
she
was
looks
training for.
insane.
I was dying because did you see the tweet? I forget if I sent it to you. That was like, what is she training for? And then someone quoted him was like, someone's got to stop Saquon this Sunday or something like that. And I was like, someone's got to outrun Saquon. And
But
I
she just
hilarious.
and she I think like you know how sometimes when we joke around, we're like, oh, like we need to like put on makeup and like remind people that we're hot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like that's what I felt like with her. Like she was like, I just need to like remind people really quick that I'm like as beautiful and sexy and hot as possible. And
100%.
here's just a little tidbit.
Here's a little sneak peek. Here's a little taste, you
Yeah.
know? But she, yeah, I mean, outfit aside, she, you know, shows up looking fly. She's sitting next to Jack and Margaret Qualley. Fun little table there. She's like right next to Beyonce and Jay-Z and Lady Gaga. She's got Chaperone on the other side. Sabrina's right in front of her. Billie's over here. Like just all the girlies were right in the middle of everything. And I was loving it. She obviously was dancing up a storm. Oh,
Oh yeah.
sorry. Are we, yeah,
No.
dancing up a storm.
The part when Janelle Monae threw her jacket
That's
and Taylor caught it. Yes. We got a new
so
meme out of that
good.
too. That was so funny. And we were
So
saying,
good.
we were like, where'd she get that jacket? Like, where's that jacket from? And then all of a sudden, like the clip came out of her grabbing Janelle.
I
So
thought the
funny.
same because I only saw her wearing the jacket at first. And I was like, why? I was like, whose jacket is she wearing? Like, why
Yeah.
does she, you know what I mean? Like, who gave that to her? Jack? Like, I'm
That's what
like,
I thought
who?
too.
Yeah, I was like, who would she feel comfortable enough being like, let me wear your jacket?
Wait, can
But
we take
yeah.
1 second to just acknowledge how beautiful Margaret Qualley looked?
Oh my God. Well, she's like
She's like another.
show stopping. Like
Yeah.
she, I would be, I my breath would be taken from me if ever I'm to see her in person.
Yeah.
And she's a Jersey girl, which, you know, we love her for that. We love her. It's Jersey girls, Gia. It's just, if you're beautiful, you're from Jersey. You're beautiful, you're from Jersey.
Yep, and that's a fact. And
How it is.
Margaret Qualley is the number one
She
proof
is
of
so
that.
stunning. And just like her face, I mean, her face is so beautiful. Her expressions, she's so like the people want that. You know, it's very trendy right now. Coquettish is like a style, and people don't really know what it means and how to act like it, but they think they do. They think it's like little French girl who's shy. What it actually is Margaret Qualley. Like she
Yeah.
is coquettish in every way. Like she's just classy, elegant. Like she's demure and mindful. You know what I mean? Like all these things that people make up. Like it's actually her. Like she's amazing. So, just oh, loved her. Loved that for all of them. The dancing specifically, I wanted to point out, dancing her ass off for Billie, of course. And Billie herself was shedding a little tear during Beyonce's album speech. People think she was sad. She got snubbed big time. I think she got snubbed like just as much, if not more, than Taylor.
She got
Because I think that album
so
was great.
snubbed. Like, unfortunately, like, and I don't want to, because I do like Beyonce. Like, I love Beyonce. I just feel like, yeah, I mean, Hit Me Hard and Soft, like, that album was so fucking
It got
good.
nothing. Like it didn't win
It
anything.
got
Not
nothing.
one.
Birds of a Feather, like, that song was like the song, I feel like.
I know.
And I don't know. I mean, besides like Espresso, but it that did really make me sad. But I will say, it might have been the start of a beautiful thing between stan culture. It seems like
I think
Billie
so too,
Eilish
G.
stans and the Swifties are joining hand in hand in solidarity.
They fully are. They're reaching across the aisle. We've got dual fan edits going on, being
Yeah.
like the sisters who were promised, like, you know, shit like that. And it's just like flashes of them at the show, like still that, like, you know, awards mean nothing to us. We know that the fans are really here for us. Like all of a sudden, us and the Billie Eilish stans are
Yeah.
like fucking hanging out. So, which, you know, I'm cool with. I think that that's fine. We always like Billie Eilish. So, all
But
down for that.
to what you were saying before, yeah, she was standing and dancing for Billie. I think everyone likes to shit on Taylor for like, you know, I don't know, like not supporting women, whatever, like whatever the new thing is. But like the
Lies.
way that she is, and I also think it speaks a lot because she's felt alone in like a crowded room like that too. Like she's talked about how like at award ceremonies, like no one really, she never felt like support. I mean, with the whole Kanye thing, and we should jump into Kanye too later, but
Yes, we will.
she's always standing and supporting every single person that's on the stage, like with Sabrina and with Olivia and with it, Billie. Like she's always up dancing. Charlie, I mean, she was like dancing her fucking ass off with a champagne bottle going crazy with Charlie. Like she doesn't.
That is the biggest, I think that's the biggest one. Like if we're going down the list of all the people she was dancing for, like obviously she's dancing for everyone and she's like friendly with everyone. And exactly like what you're saying is like she's just a good person. The dancing for Charlie specifically, I was like, everyone can shut the fuck up now.
Like
Like
you can
she's
just like she
raging
has
on stage.
no, She doesn't
She's
give
being
a
Brat
fuck
right
about
now.
your
She's being
Stan
Brat.
culture wars. Like, she doesn't care about this stupid bullshit. Like,
She was dancing and cheering like that, and Gabrielle was on stage with Charlie. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
so she is not concerned.
Yeah.
She's not concerned.
Yeah.
Which
And
that was a shock to see Gabrielle. I was like,
I was like, ooh. Yeah,
oh,
literally. I was like, ooh.
awkward.
But she was
It's Maddie,
serving.
thank God. I was worried that Maddie was going to show up, to be honest, because George was there with Charlie, obviously. But Charlie brought all our friends, and I thought that Maddie would somehow end up there and cause a fucking scene. But instead, we had another op causing a scene.
Well, luckily the scene was contained
Contained scene,
for the most
thankfully. Yes.
part.
Kanye West, for those who haven't seen by now, I'm sure you have, but probably against your will. Kanye West showed up to walk the carpet of the Grammys and brought his wife, I guess. You could call her his wife.
His
I personally am
property?
like, I really like I'm like ready to call 911. Like I need her to release a statement that's like, hey, I'm into this too. Don't worry about me, because I'm gonna worry about her until then, because
It
I think this is,
was like real, like
it's
that was
humiliating.
concerning. That was
It's
really
very
concerning.
bizarre.
It was giving like pimp, like the way
No,
that
right.
he walked away and like stood her in the front and like was standing there like with his hands behind his back, like look at her, like look at this, like, and then like he goes like and he poses with her, but like is standing behind her, like it's just so gross. Like
It's gross.
I free her. Like I feel like we've been
No, really.
from the mountaintops forever. Like free her.
Free her, or again, like Bianca, let us know that you're cool with it. Like, let us know that you have a weird fetish. You have like an exhibitionist thing going on. Like,
Yeah,
that's,
right.
and like, sure, fine. Like, if that's your thing, it's weird, and keep your perverted shit off the Grammys red carpet. Like, I don't know what to tell
There's
you. Like,
children there.
your children there, and she was naked. Like, she had a it wasn't even sheer. Like, sheer is not the right word. Like,
See-through.
it was just a see-through dress.
Transparent.
It was a transparent dress, and like, and again, and they're showing her, you know, she's got the back, she's got the full frontal nudity on the carpet on network television and whatever. And so there are conflicting stories with what happened afterwards. Some people say that Kanye just got in the car and went home. Other people say that he was asked to leave. And Entertainment Tonight were the ones that said he was asked to leave, which we of course know is a trusted source of Tree Payne. So I believed Entertainment Tonight immediately.
Me
But
too.
then Variety was like, no, he wasn't kicked out. Like, anyone who is invited to the Grammy, or anyone who's won a Grammy, is invited to the Grammys, like, you know, whatever. And the Grammy, like, the Academy of Grammys said the same. But I think, I believe that he was gently asked to leave. Like, I very much believe that, because imagine, like, I understand, you know, first of all, they probably didn't have a seat for him
I was
inside.
gonna say,
And
like, I
then,
wonder if they were like, oh, like, yay, we didn't know you were coming. Like, we don't have like a seat. Like, oh, like, we don't want
sure.
you to.
But also, too, the display with Bianca, like, you can't have that on TV. You can't have that in the room. You can't have, you know, and also, I mean,
And
the Taylor
also,
Swift, to be honest,
yes, and there
the
were
Taylor.
so many reports about people being like, Kanye West says he wants to like talk to Taylor. Kanye West says he wants to have like a photo op with Taylor. Like, he wants to like talk to Taylor at,
Bro.
I mean, he like only followed Taylor's on Instagram. Like, he was doing that, I think, to find his way to Taylor.
Absolutely. And right, so for those who missed the lead up to his unexpected appearance, was that he went on another like psycho fucking tweet rampage over the weekend, talking about, you know, talk about Trump. I can say whatever I want. I'm a billionaire now. Kamala is a loser. Like, whatever. Like, all this random shit. And then also tweeted out a photo of a news article that was like, Kanye West is only following Taylor Swift. And he like posted that with eyeball emojis. And it's just like, leave her
It's so
alone.
annoying.
I want her to get a restraining order. Like, I wish she would. Like, I would say this to any of my friends. Like, any of my friends that like are dealing with some fucking freak like this, who literally won't let it go, is so ego driven and obsessed with the fact that like he ruined his own life, and he blames her as like the crux of it, when in reality, like, he inserted himself into her reality.
Yeah.
I'd be like, get a fucking restraining order, make it an issue, be public about it. Fuck this man. Like, what is his problem and why? Like, he's clearly has an issue with control and he has an issue with respect. And neither of those things are on display at any point in his life. And I'm
It's
like,
like he's trying
I'm
to torment
sickened
her.
by
Like
it.
he's like trying to torture her.
Truly. It's right. And apparently he has an album coming out called Bully. Did you hear this?
I don't give a flying. Like, can we
Which,
just
like, what's gonna be on
get
that
rid
then?
of him?
No, for real. Like, it's enough is enough. Like, get out, get out. He did some, he did like a new deal with Yeezy. Like, he's got new shoes, new clothes, and stuff out. I'm wondering, like, is it gonna sell? Is anything gonna happen?
Why
Like,
would you want to
I don't know.
rock anything Kanye West right now? Like,
No idea.
he's just so off the deep end. Like, there's just
He's so
no returning.
problematic. I don't know. I don't know how you can how you can co-sign someone like that, respect someone like that. Like, I really don't know. I really don't know.
It was like actually disturbing. And I was
Yeah.
actually like genuinely worried that they were gonna go into the ceremony, and I was so happy to
Me
hear
too.
that they weren't in. Thank God.
I was really anxious about that. I was like, is Taylor gonna not come in? Like, is she, in my
I
head,
was
I
thinking
was like, there's no
too.
way. In my head, right? In my head, I was kind of like, no way that she lets this stop her from
Yeah,
going. But at
no.
the same time, he is so aggressive that I'd be afraid of him. Like, I would be, like, in that scenario, in like an
Yeah.
unfiltered thing, when he's already done shit like that, and everyone's already kind of like, what's this man gonna do? And he's parading around his like pay for hire wife, who he's forces to be naked in public scenarios all the fucking time. And I just don't get it.
I
Like,
just need to know like what the tea is with her. Like she was an architect. Like she was
I know
like,
people say she was like a freak before, though. Like, she would always wear weird stuff and was like no stranger to nudity. But I just feel like now it's different. Like, it's all about the presentation, and clearly he's trying to do something artistic or trying to act like that's what it is. But I just don't know, and I just don't like it, and I just wish that it would stay the fuck out of my face. Like,
Someone said that if he actually like wanted to make a statement and like try to like get like cool, edgy people or whatever, like that small sect of people that like would be like supportive of a statement, is she should have had a bush.
100%, 100 fucking percent. Yes. Like, full body hair. Yes. And then it would have been like, wow, powerful
Yeah,
woman. Like, yeah.
exactly.
Like that. I saw another tweet that was like, Kanye thinks he's so edgy, but that motherfucker doesn't do anything himself. Like, put on a pair of heels and a skirt, Kanye. Like,
Yeah,
then
like
maybe.
you show up to
Well,
the Grammys with your dick out. Like
no, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, with his like with a pair of heels and his dick out or something. I was like, exactly.
yeah,
If
that's
you're
so
all
true.
talk right now, Kanye.
Yeah, that's
But
so true. And
no,
even
I
with the
just.
Kanye, even with the Taylor stuff, like I feel like he tried to hide behind Kim with that too.
Yep, 100%. It's everything about everything is gross, and I just don't even know. I don't know what you do with him moving forward. I don't know how you deal with his, mania is really what it is. Like, he's so unpredictable, and it's uncomfortable, and I don't know how anybody does anything with him. But yeah, besides him, I think the like overall vibe of the room was really good. It seemed like everybody was playing nice and friendly, which we love.
Did you see Olivia and Sabrina
I
chatting,
sure did. I sure
hugging?
did. Hugging.
And
And I'm
while Taylor
like,
was talking to Louis Partridge,
yeah,
Olivia's boyfriend.
that's Olivia's boyfriend, right? Yeah, yeah,
Yep.
yeah. I am so curious about, like, how many, like, that couldn't have been the first time Olivia and Sabrina have spoken.
No, they were photographed talking at the Met Gala. I want to say it was either last year or the year before that. They were like
Got
photographed, like they were like in the background of a picture, like having a conversation. So this
it.
definitely was not the first time. Like the way that they hugged, like it seemed like they were like it seemed like it was pretty genuine. I mean, obviously, like I wasn't there. I don't
Since
know
they're
them.
all good. Yeah, it seems. I mean, I don't think that we at this point in time still thought that they would have any kind of beef,
No.
but does seem like they're all good.
It was nice to see. And they were like looking over at Taylor and Louis while like Louis and Taylor were looking over at them. So just a little Taylor and Olivia crumbs for all the Taylivia stands to.
All the Olivia people, and then Olivia liked Taylor's
Oh, yeah, Glambot.
Glambot, which we love. But yeah, I mean, I still stick with my theory that nothing ever was wrong between them, and that they just, her the label told Olivia, you got to stop dick riding for Taylor so hard, you need your own audience. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I still feel that, because
It's
I
crazy
can't
though, like
imagine,
no
like,
interactions, like nothing.
yeah, it is a little weird. Like they didn't
No.
Sabrina, I mean Olivia and Taylor didn't like talk on camera at all.
No, not once.
I don't know,
I mean,
man.
nothing that we saw at least, but like I don't know.
Right.
It just it's
Who
so
knows?
interesting.
I am curious. I
Yeah,
am very,
and
very
like
curious.
so many of Olivia's circle is like Taylor adjacent almost.
Yeah, for sure. Which is
Like
why
her
she kind
bestie
of fit in.
Conan, whatever his last name, Conan Gray, I
Going
think.
gray?
Yeah.
Gray?
Like
Yeah,
he used
yeah.
to be a huge Swiftie. Like she's friends with Sabrina. She used to be besties with she's and I think they're still close. I'm not sure though, but her and Gracie like were really close friends.
Olivia and Gracie were chatting a lot at the show, at the
Yeah.
Grammy.
I'm
Saw
pretty
lots of
sure
people
well they
talking.
did like Gracie did Olivia's guts or sour like she did like a sour like special and
Oh,
Gracie was like
fun.
in it with her.
Cute. I didn't.
I kind of was hoping that Gracie and Taylor would win Best Duo.
I would have loved that. I would have loved that. But it went to
I
that weird ass
know.
Gaga Bruno Mars song that I had never heard until the Grammys, but
That song
apparently
is
everybody
so
heard
like
it before.
Grammys, like
It is.
it has just has Grammys written all over it. But I will say, like, I'm here for the Gaga resurgence. So
Same.
I was I anything anytime Gaga wins, I'm like, fuck yeah, I love Lady Gaga. Like she could
I
win
love Gaga.
anything. Yeah.
Yeah, she can win anything and everything, and I'm pumped up for her new album. Pumped up.
So
Very
pumped. Do you like
excited
the
for
new
the new album.
song?
That's the song is amazing. I love
Yeah.
it. It's yeah, it's everybody's saying it's old Gaga, and it is. And I
Yeah, they're like,
just
she's reheating her own nachos, but adding fresh guac
yep.
and salsa.
And I love it. And it's just as good as it was the first time, man. It is
Exactly.
so hot. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra, abba, unana.
It's gonna crush whenever it comes out. I think it's gonna
Yeah.
be it'll be summertime jams for sure. Oh my God, welcome back, our besties, Bolin Branch. I feel like we haven't seen you in a while, besties. We love you so much. I personally actually literally right before I got here in New Orleans for the big game this week, I was doing a ton of laundry. I washed my comforter, I washed my sheets, I washed all my stuff, and all of my sheets are Bolin Branch, and they are just feeling better than ever. And you know what I thought to myself? I said, these sheets are so good. I think I need to get the comforter. And I know that Gia's got the comforter already. And I think I either need a comforter, a duvet, something. I need my entire bedding to be Boll & Branch at this point. It is just the creme de la creme, best of the best, always so good to us. It's great quality sheets, great quality everything, towels, everything. My robe, I'm wearing my robe every other day, waffle robe, my waffle blanket. I've got my knitted blanket. I live in a Boll & Branch house and I couldn't be happier. So, if you really want to change the way you sleep, you need to upgrade to Boll & Branch's 100% organic cotton sheets. You'll fall asleep faster with luxurious softness that puts you into instant relaxation mode. You'll spend every night in buttery, breathable comfort and feel your sheets get softer with every wash. Just like I said, that is facts. Discover the difference between Boll & Branch. Discover the difference with Boll & Branch's 30-night guarantee. Their products are made different so you can sleep better at night. And now is your chance to change the way you sleep with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, Bollandy, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details. How about a congratulations to Cam, Natalie, and
Yes.
Taylor Banks, I believe is her, right? Yeah, Taylor Banks for being involved in other people's performances. Cam was in Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club, which was out of control. And
Phenomenal.
I think both Natalie and Taylor were in Sabrina's, right?
Yes.
Which is
So
just
awesome.
how exciting. And you know what? I'm happy for them that they stay paid. I'm happy for them that they're getting good gigs. They're keeping the family. Like, it's just, I love it.
Yeah,
I
keep it
love
in the
it.
family, which is so nice. Yeah, I
Keep it
mean,
in the
what a two awesome, iconic performances to be a part of. Like those are performances that'll go down in history of the Grammys for sure. Both
without question. The Pink Pony Club was, I mean, Chapel is
electric.
such a good performer. She's
Yeah.
such a good performer. But with this song and the energy in the room, I mean, the whole room was standing up singing, like, people are tearing up. Like, and I love that Pink Pony Club has that same effect on everyone. Like, I thought I was a freak when I can barely make it to the end of Pink Pony Club without crying. Like, the end when, oh my God, I could literally cry right now. The end when she's singing, she was singing a cappella, that the end part where she's talking about her mom, every Saturday you can hear yourself and draw 1,000 miles away. Like, I'm literally tearing up. Like, I like imagine being so, you're far from home and you're new and you're doing something exciting and whatever, but it's like you always remember home, you always like hear, in the back of your mind or whatever. And they show the audience during that, and a lot of people were like emotional during that. And I was like, good. I'm glad it's not just me, because I literally can't, like, I have to stop singing when I'm singing it out loud. Like, I have to stop singing at that point because I'm like crying. It's like when I'm trying to sing Defying Gravity, I also can't sing that all the way through without crying.
Well, I mean, it's a such a like hype pop dance song, but the lyrics are like very emotional about like moving to California and like and
Like growing up and
being a
getting and have
dream.
starting a new life. Yeah. Just it's
Which
so good.
I like pretty much everyone in that room could totally understand. So it was great. And
Absolutely.
I liked her speech for Best New Artist. I really was like,
Me
stick it to
too.
him.
Stick it to them. And I with the backstage guys, we were talking about that, and they were saying how much, because they have a lot of friends who are in the industry and who are new artists and signed with labels and stuff, and they say that's like the number one thing they talk about is how you kind of get treated like shit unless you're super famous. Like, you don't get health insurance, you're kind of like on contract. Like, yeah, if this works out, maybe whatever. But I really liked, Chapel. She goes out, say what you want about her, but she cares about other people more than herself, and she always has and always does. And she'll make a statement. She'll be awkward. She'll make a decision that is good for her or good for other people. Like, she,
And you could
you
tell
know.
she was like nervous doing it too, but she was firm with her words. And I respect it because I just watched like an old clip of her from I'm not sure how long ago, but she was like, oh, if I ever get nominated for a Grammy, like I would go because like my grandpa, who like I named myself after, would want me to go, but I would like want to do some sort of like protest, some sort of like statement, whatever. And
Right,
she did
right.
exactly that, and I'm proud of her. And she's winning Best New Artist. So like
I
obviously
know.
a newcomer in the game, so to make a statement like that is huge, and I appreciate it.
And it's spot on too. All the people standing up, Benson Boone stood up and was like, yeah, like that man might not have health insurance, but like Taylor was standing up, she's getting misty, proud at people standing up for themselves against the man. And I think that, like, ultimately, yeah, if you're a new artist and they're making you do shows and albums and cut this and cut that and appearances, and you're working yourself to the bone, like, there has to be something. You have to get paid a livable wage. Like, I think that's a totally normal thing to think and to fight for. And yeah, I'm really proud of her. I love, like, her. She's so, sometimes when she is like talking and stuff, she's so unintentionally like I think maybe because she's young, I notice like mannerisms and stuff of like a young person like on TikTok or something. And so at the end when she was like, she's like, agencies, we got you, but you got us, and like did like a but
That
you
was
got
funny.
us. And I like, now I can't stop being like, do you got us? Like, I've been doing it like for 3 days. Something about it was just like, do you got us? Like, I can't
Because you know
stop.
she knew she ate with that line.
It was, she really did. Like, it was like, do you got, like, I just, oh, I loved it. She's so great. I very proud of her. Yeah, just really proud. I think also too, not to be like, girl power. I loved how it was like all women nominated for everything and how supportive everyone was. Like, it was
Yeah, oh
just
my
like
God, I
supportive.
love that.
Nobody acted too cool. Like,
It was the
everybody was just,
girlies and Kendrick.
it was the girlies and Kendrick, and everyone was happy for Kendrick. And what a, he's such a cutie patootie, Kendrick. I always
I
forget until
know.
I'm
I didn't realize how
like,
like little and
ew.
cute he is.
Yeah. He's got a really cute face. Yeah, he's doing that thing,
What do you think about Benson Boone's performance?
I thought it was good and just the same as all the other ones he does. Like,
Yeah,
it's the
just
same as, like,
flipping all over the place.
really flipping in a bodysuit leotard situation. He's done that before. Like, I was like, oh, he's gonna do this whole thing again, which I thought it was cute though, Nikki Glaser and Heidi Klum ripping the thing off him.
Yeah, that
But I
was
think that
cool.
No, that was like what was funny is like, because that's always what he does. He's always wearing one of those outfits and doing the flips and doing all that bullshit. So I thought it was yeah. He's cute. He's only
Yeah.
22.
They're like,
That's
we
the
need a. They're like, is this what we get when Harry Styles isn't making any music? That the team is
yeah.
Styles.
The team of Harry Styles, yeah, for sure. 100%. I like that. And I will say too, Charlie's performance was cool. Like it was a cool
So
how they
cool.
started outside. She's throwing the thing. She's got her fucking crew with her, and they're just
There was like
you
so
want
many like
level.
internet people in the crowd in the background of it. It was like Julia Fox, Courtney
Yep.
Blackwell.
Yep. What's his name? Alex Kasani?
Yeah, Alex
Kasani?
Mansani was walking with
Kasani.
her and Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, which is exciting.
I
Yeah, I saw that same
want to say
list, I
Rachel
think.
Sennett, but I'm not sure who else. But
She
there was
was
like a
in
bunch
the
of.
music video. Rachel Sennett's in like the
Yeah, it's like
original
the music video is like Gabrielle, Alex Kasani, Rachel Sennett,
Julia
every like
Fox.
internet it girl you can think of.
Yeah. I don't think Rachel was there. I didn't notice her in
Yeah,
the
she probably wasn't then.
but I, yeah, no, I thought it was awesome. Really cool. Really cool performance. Just everybody all around like just did a fucking awesome job, truly. 10 out of 10. And it was just exciting to see.
That's
And I
funny
think
that sorry, I wanna see who's in.
I saw a list like where it had like, you know, pictures of their faces. I'm like, well, did I send it? I must have.
Yeah.
I
Let me
thought I sent it
see.
to.
Well, the Dare. I don't know if you know the Dare. He's like he does that song. I like the girls that do
Oh,
drugs, girls with cigarettes in the
cigarettes
back
in
of the club.
the. Yeah, I do. I actually do like that guy, and I didn't know
There,
that that's
Julia
who it
Fox.
was.
I see Quinlan.
And he was making out with that. He made
Yeah,
out
he
with
was
that girl.
making out with some girl.
Yeah, Quinn Blackwell. Damn, why didn't I favorite this? That thing that like literally broke down everyone.
I know, I wish.
Pretty much got everybody though.
Yeah.
Rachel wasn't on this,
No.
but. Julia Fox was there. It was her birthday. Happy belated to Julia
Happy
Fox.
birthday, Julia Fox. I
And
was
yeah, I
confused
just
as to why they didn't bring Billy on, though.
I was confused by that too.
She already
Maybe because
performed.
she's already performed or was nominated in her own thing, or you
There
know, I
was
don't know.
people, there was two things that, or maybe it was one. People said that, oh, two. No, people said that Sabrina and Chapel were going to do it,
Oh yeah.
which didn't happen. I don't know where that came from.
Didn't
And people also
happen.
said that Miley and Beyonce were going to do Two Most Wanted, which didn't happen, which should have happened. If that had
Yeah.
happened, I think people would have
Yeah.
been reminded how good Cowboy Carter is and how good like songs on it are. Like she should have performed one of the songs, I feel like.
I agree. I
Maybe
agree. That
that
would
would
have
have
been
helped
better.
because once you listen to it, like you realize like it is a really, really, really good album.
It's really good and it's very country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, also
But
speaking of Beyonce quick, but did you know the lore behind her and her bodyguard Julius?
no, but I did know about people were saying like, oh my God, he cracked a smile. Like they've all been waiting for this. Like I saw
Like
that.
I guess like all the Bayhive knows Julius because he's been like her bodyguard for like ever, and he's like 7 foot tall. He's like so handsome. People think
Guys,
that
he's hot.
her and Ju like Beyonce and Julius like are actually like in love.
Would love that. So like the movie The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston
No,
and Kate
exactly like it.
Hudson. Like literally like the movie The Bodyguard. I mean, would love that. That her and Jay-Z, no chemistry between those two these days. Oh
No,
my
it's like, oh,
God.
like, and every time I see Jay-Z, like, when Taylor, it was so funny. The whole night I'm talking about, oh, fuck Jay-Z. And then they show
Yeah.
Taylor clinking the glass with Jay-Z. I'm like, no. Oh.
Yeah. Stay away from her.
I
Get a
was like,
job.
Tree Payne is batting down the hatches right now.
Completely. Although that was like a like
That
he
was
was
just like a
awesome in that moment.
celebratory. It seemed a little awkward. It was like a celebratory,
Yes.
like, congrats for Beyonce.
He was awkward. Like I think she was like, congrats. They're both holding champagne and she's just kind of like went in for the cheers because it
Yeah.
was like kind of implied the first time when she said congrats that there would be a cheers. And then so then it looked like she's going out of her way to cheers Jay-Z. And it's like, I don't
I mean,
fucking know.
so many
All in
people
all.
shouted out Jay-Z last night. Like Kendrick
Okay.
did. Kendrick
Whatever.
shouted out like
Like
Dr. Dre and Jay-Z and so many people. So like, what
right.
are you gonna do? Oh,
It's
also,
whatever. Right.
Taylor and Genesis, Alicia Keys' son, they were reunited,
Oh,
which
they're
was
reunited
so
again.
sweet. a little lore
There.
behind that. She was sitting next to Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz and their son Genesis at the iHeart Radio Awards during like
Yeah.
the Lover era.
Like 2019, I heart.
Yeah. And she was talking to Genesis being cute, and then he went
He's like a
to
little
the
kid,
show.
like he's just like 4 years old or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he was really young at that point. And then he went to the Eras tour. She wrote him like a whole note, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna frame it on my wall, all this stuff." And then he said on a red carpet, Genesis, I think this was like, I don't know if it was like last, it must, it's been when her and Travis started dating.
Yeah.
He asked him like, "Oh, like, do you still like Taylor, whatever?" And he goes like, "She cheated on me."
Excuse
And Swizz Beatz was like, "What the hell? Like, where'd you learn
me?
that?"
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. Where'd
which
you
is
learn
funny.
that?
So they were dancing together, having fun together. So it seems like all is forgiven on
All
Genesis
is
then.
forgiven. All's right in the world. Auntie Tay is back on top.
Which was
Just had to
very
explain
sweet.
it. He just has to meet Travis and he'll understand. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Travis, I feel like that wraps up most of the Grammys, right? And now Travis is back at work down
Yep,
here,
Travis is
see the
back
day in New
answering
Orleans.
every single annoying Taylor Swift question humanly possible. I mean, this poor
I'm
guy,
like,
another year of wondering what your favorite Taylor Swift song is. Like, how many times
bro.
does this man have to say blank space?
I know. It's like, if I'm him, it's like, you should know by now. Like, I've
Yeah,
said it a
like.
million times. Like, go Google it, to be honest, because you clearly don't know me. You haven't done your research. Like, that's
Just
what I
so crazy. Like, why are you asking what Taylor Swift, what Taylor Swift makes the best, like bakery wise, like
would. To
that
fuel you,
we're talking about
that
football,
grandpa.
like this is about the
I
Super
know.
Bowl.
We felt this way last year, too. When they were asking all the questions, but it was like the first times so we were like, all right, fine, we'll give him a break. Like the
Yeah, like
media is going
it's cute. I
crazy.
get
That's
it.
cool, right? But I get annoyed by the media doing this because I'm like, it's just he's here for the fucking Super Bowl. Stop asking Taylor Swift questions. The only one that I think we can take away from it is Travis has confirmed Taylor is rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, we already
He
knew.
said he didn't know who Scott was going to root for. And I was like, the guy is decked out in Chiefs gear
He's
every
obviously
single week.
voting for, yeah, he's obviously rooting for them. I think he might have just been being silly. Like, I think that's just
Yeah, I
him,
think he was
like,
being silly
you know
too.
what I mean? He's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't asked him. We'll see. It's like, no
Yeah.
shit.
But I will say, I'm not loving how the Eagles are talking about Taylor. Like that Dallas
Oh
Goedert
no,
was
what's
asked,
happening? I didn't see.
nothing bad,
Oh
nothing too
no.
bad, but Dallas Goedert, he's a tight end for the Eagles.
They gotta learn their lesson,
I
bro.
know, I know. He was asked like what his favorite Taylor Swift song is, which is like crazy to ask the opposing team. So like I would have
Yeah,
been like,
that's
fuck you
crazy. Why
anyways.
are you
But he was
asking?
like,
Yeah.
is she the one that sings Waterfalls? Like sarcastically, and they're like, oh, and then he was like, oh, like I don't know, like I don't know any Taylor Swift songs. And I was like, choice words, Dallas, like choice words, like
Yeah. Also,
say you
don't
like
lie.
her, just say you like
Don't lie. Say fucking shake it off. Say 22, you
But can I say
know?
one thing?
Yeah.
I feel like the more the Chiefs and the NFL use Tay Voodoo, it's almost like Santa Claus. Like the more you speak of it, except the
Yes.
opposite. Like the more you speak of Santa, he is real. The more you speak of Tay Voodoo, it's not real because you're taking away the magic.
Right.
Now everyone expects it to happen.
Not everyone was meant to know about Tay Voodoo. That was supposed to stay in the family,
Yeah.
and now it's everywhere, and
Because
that
now they're
is
asking
annoying.
Travis about Tay Voodoo in the interview things, and it's like
Travis had like
he's like, yeah,
five
we
different
like to
questions.
manifest.
It's like crazy, but also there's a billboard that went up in Philly that says like Tay Voodoo is real, and it's like go to this website, some website for like I, it has nothing to do with Tay Voodoo. Or the Eagles or anything, but it's like right outside the stadium. And so people were like, oh,
Yeah.
being weird about it. But Tay Voodoo is annoying. People keep asking about, because like you said, it's going to take away some of the gusto. But then at the same time, what's annoying is the back-to-back questions about, are you proposing to Taylor Swift after the game? How
Yeah,
about
that was
that?
crazy.
The balls on these reporters. I just would never like you just think of something different. Think of something creative and exciting and I don't know, just literally anything but that.
Why
Like,
don't you do like ask Travis about like his football season, considering the fact that he is about to perform in the Super Bowl? Like, that's like proposing to Taylor is probably like the last thing on his list of worries right now. Like, I don't
right.
understand. And not that I don't love to get these little tidbits, whatever. Like, I love, and he obviously like is so calm and patient and nice about
Handles
it.
everything
Like,
perfectly. He
handles it
said, wouldn't
so
you like to
perfectly.
know?
Yeah.
It's
Like,
like, yeah, we would, but
we
also
would like
love
to know, but like, yeah, like I would say the same thing. Wouldn't you like to know? I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, what does
it.
that have to do with anything? So it is nice to like see how he handles those types of situations, but like, God, I get so frustrated for him. Like,
Same.
it shows maybe
Same.
I couldn't date a mega superstar.
No, absolutely not. I think I literally though, right, like he has so much patience. I think that I would end up being like, are you guys ever going to ask me a question about me?
Yeah,
Right?
exactly. Like,
Not that I don't want to answer questions about Taylor, but like we're literally in New Orleans. I'm playing in the Super Bowl with my football team, and all you want to ask me about is how many Pop-Tarts am I going to eat before the fucking game? Like, and
yeah, it's
again, fun.
bullshit.
He loved her so much. Like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I don't know. At a certain point, like, it's up to these journalists and their integrity, and they've got to stop with this. Like, I understand maybe one or two cutesy questions, but like once somebody asks one, it opens a floodgate, and then like 10 people ask Taylor Swift questions back to back to back, and it's like enough.
Yeah, I agree
So,
completely.
but he's all done with that. So now he did that Monday night, and so now he's free and clear, I believe, for most of the week. So I
Yep.
wonder then if he's going to end up going to their little New Heights party. Who knows? I still feel like
I
no.
don't think so. I
But
don't think the players are allowed to like go out or do anything.
yeah, so probably not. And but that is happening. I saw Jason tweet that he is here, and he said something like I think he said like just landed in NOLA, smells like the bay or something like that.
Oh
Like
God.
talking about Philly, I think. Yeah. Just landed in New Orleans, smells like the bay.
That's funny.
He's talking about Philly, right?
I don't
Is
know.
it the bay by Philly? Isn't there the bay right there? I might be wrong though.
Is there a
Maybe
bay
not.
by Philly?
I thought there is, but maybe I'm wrong. I might be totally wrong about that. I just assumed that. I thought he was like making a joke, like all of Philly is here.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows though? I could be completely wrong.
I was thinking like the bay, like the bayou.
True, but wouldn't that be, yeah, wouldn't you just say the bayou then?
That's true.
Heard somebody's
My God. It's like a
I
meerkat.
heard, yeah, so I guess the whole family's here. Is Kylie gonna be here? I wonder. Did she say if she's coming? Oh, she is.
There's no doubt in my mind that she'll be there.
Well, she's so pregnant. That's what I keep thinking. Like, how, you know what I mean? Like she and then when she came for the last time. It, her doctor was there with her or whatever. Like she was like literally going to give birth any minute, but I don't know how far along she is, so I
Yeah,
don't
me
know.
neither. But I hope she's there.
I hope so too. Would be fun.
Yep.
Would be fun. Everyone. Travis also said that they were asking him about the sweets, like who's going to be celebrating up in there. Another roundabout way to ask, like, is Taylor going to be there? And he mentioned all of his like old. Like his friend, his real friends from his life, and like his old friends and stuff. So it sounds like a lot of Travis's like, real life friends throughout time are going to be there. So that's fantastic.
That's
Love that.
nice. That's fun.
Have fun, bringing all your friends. So it's lovely. It's
Lovely,
truly lovely.
lovely.
So all right, I think that about covers everything. And so tune in, you guys. We are doing tune in, you guys. I don't know why I said it like that. Tune into Thursday's episode. Hopefully, we'll be able to reunite and do a little episode here, together. And then also coming out will be our a little vlog of us checking out all the Swiftie sites in the city. There are a lot of lists that I found, Gia, from like when Taylor was here for the concert. And so I was like, oh, interesting. And then I was kind of checking up on certain places to see if they sell Swift stuff. And I think that some of them will. So there's like a bakery that made a birthday cake for Taylor Swift one time. I thought maybe we'll stop by that bakery. Oh, is it?
Yeah. When she went to the recording studio.
Yes. So
Yeah,
like a
okay.
couple cute little places we can go. And then like I said, I haven't set foot on Bourbon Street yet, but I will be going there shortly, and I'll be able to do a scouting mission to see how much of it is Taylorified. And I think we're gonna come home with some souvenirs at the very least,
I
too.
hope so. Well, thank you for doing your due diligence.
Oh
Boots on
yeah,
the
you know,
ground.
I'm boots on the ground. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When boots on the ground is a responsibility that we all hold near and dear to our hearts. If you are boots on the ground, you gotta be boots on the motherfucking ground. So no worries. And I hope you feel better. And we'll reconvene tomorrow or tomorrow.
Interesting. Yep, sounds good. Love you
Yay. All
guys.
right. Love you guys so much. Bye.